For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Music wafts through the air to help celebrate a Palmetto State food tradition. It's the South Carolina Cornbread Festival, and the familiar staple of Southern tables is everywhere, in cooking and eating contests, and served hot and buttered to lines of hungry cornbread lovers. Sabrina Odom of the North Columbia Business Association, which puts on the festival, said cornbread was a natural thing to celebrate because it's so associated with Southern life. And in addition to traditional buttered cornbread, the popular food is now being served by creative cooks in a wide variety of styles.
People make chocolate cornbread, zucchini and carrot cornbread, pineapple cornbread, sweet potato cornbread. You can almost take cornbread and put a flavor in there, and you're going to get an awesome thing no matter what kind of ingredient it is.
University of South Carolina English professor David Shields also specializes in food history and traditions. He said variety in cornbread styles is not new, but that different camps have sprung up over the years that have split over one ingredient, sugar.
There is a debate about how sweet cornbread should be, and the other things that matter too is there's a decided preference for putting a sour element in cornbread, like buttermilk, in certain camps, and they like, you know, cornbread with a certain bite to it.
Not only can the styles of the finished product differ, but Odom said that cornbread's versatility extends to the method of cooking it.
You could bake it in the oven. You can cook it up top of the stove. You can cook it in the microwave. You can do anything with cornbread. And with all that said, everyone's favorite is just plain old butter cornbread.
To Shields and others, however, there is definitely a preference for one method of cornbread preparation.
It was almost always cooked in a cast iron skillet. There's something about the heating qualities of that skillet that just made it ideal for getting cornbread solid and as thick and dense and crumbly as you want.
James Simmons is a major cornbread enthusiast, so much so that he's entered and won a cornbread eating contest. He said he didn't have to train for the event because his training was growing up eating it. Cornbread has been a big part of his life, he said.
Oh my gosh, I'm from the South. My mother always used to cook cornbread, and I've always used to tell her to fix me a pan for myself. So I just love cornbread. Delicious.
Cornbread is so versatile, it could be called the universal companion of Southern food, said Odom. One category that is gaining popularity is cornbread as dessert, she said.
You could put chocolate on it. I actually put cornbread crumbles in vanilla bean ice cream. I mean, I almost got addicted to it. So it's like you could put cornbread in anything and it will taste good.
Cornbread is very much a comfort food, said Shields. And there's even more to its enjoyment than the flavor, he said.
I like cornbread to have perfume to it. When the oven door opens up, a cloud of fragrance just pervades the room and every head turns in the direction. That's what you want.
Shields said the fact that a person can go into any grocery store and find multiple mixes and meals for cornbread is a testament not just to the popularity, but to the need for cornbread among Southerners. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.